interesting what we hear in the research of postmodernity. They say, you know, in terms of seekers today, they want to belong before they believe. In other words, community and relationship is really, really important. They want story before a sermon. They're much more drawn by the narrative than by a sermon. They want to hear someone's experience before an explanation. Now, that may be actually more true in America. I find in Europe, where we're ministering right now, students want explanation as much as they want experience. But they also want authenticity. Now, the thing that's so effective about a seeker study is that it does two things. It meets the need of the postmodern. Actually, I think postmodernism is, frankly, at its day. Let's just say the contemporary seeker. It's story-based. It's gospel stories. Everybody loves a story. And the gospel stories, it's the Word of God, but it's so powerful, these stories. Number two, it's not a program. A seeker study is based in relationship. You get to know people, you're loving people, you're getting involved in authentic friendship, and then at some point you say, why don't we take a look and see what Jesus is like? So it's all the things I just said, that it's relational, it's dialogical, it's story-based. We're drawing them in. They don't have to believe anything. They can come and they see for themselves, what was Jesus like? That's, by the way, how the disciples came to the Lord. They didn't automatically get that he was God. They watched him. They looked at him. They saw how he related to women. They saw what he had to teach. They saw him heal. And of course, they witnessed the death and the resurrection. It's exactly the same for us. We need to draw our non-Christian friends in to see the story. So that's one side. It meets postmodern needs. What's the other side? What they don't realize, and what we often don't realize, is that we're coming into a study like this with the supernatural resources of God. We have the power of the Holy Spirit operating on our behalf. We have the power of the Word of God. We have the power of the risen Christ. And so there's, you know, we're saying to them, why don't you come think of it like a book club? Only the book is the Bible, but we know it's a lot more than a book club. So you've got that combination of meeting their needs and at the same time bringing the supernatural resources of God.